You'd have to be an expert to know what you're looking for. What kinds of melons do they have? You mentioned a watermelon.
Well, a cantaloupe is a melon.
Mm-hmm.
And they have several different kinds of watermelon. And I wouldn't even. I know they have a yellow meat.
Mm-hmm.
The one, my favorite, I know this one is the Georgia. and the reason for it is, I think it's Georgia Boy, I believe it is. And it's round and it's real dark green. And they always seem to be the best melons to me. And I understand they don't grow many of them anymore because it takes a little longer for them to mature, and it's not good. It's not a good market crop. I understand, but I know a lot of different kinds of melons.
What about a muskmelon or mushmelon?
Mushmelon, yeah.
How's that different from a cantaloupe? Or is there much difference?
I don't think there's any difference in a mushmelon than a cantaloupe. I don't believe. I don't think so.
And say if a man had a real bad sore throat, you say he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. And the thing that people smoke out of tobacco.
Cigarettes.
And
cigars.
Okay. And say if someone asks you if you're able to do something, you say, sure I do it, sure I.
Sure, I'd help him do it.
Okay. And, or if you're not able to do something, you might say, well, I'd like to, but I just
can't help you today.
Okay. And, say if you might say in a situation like that, to be careful?
He must be careful.
Or another way of saying that, you might say he should be careful, or you might say to be careful. He
needs to be careful.
Okay. Or, say if a boy got a whipping, you'd say, I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done.
Okay, or using the word ought, you'd say, I bet he did something he
ought not do.
Okay. And if you're refusing to do something, you might say, well, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just
simply not going to do it.
Or I just
won't do it.
Okay. And say if someone asks you if you'll be able to do something maybe, you know, next weekend, if you'll be able to help them out with something, you might say, well, I'm not sure, but I
think I'll be busy.
Or if you think possibly you can, you say, I'm not sure, but I might
be able to help you.
Okay. Would you ever say I might could?
Yeah, I might could.
Okay. And say talking about kinds of animals now, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
A bull bat.
Bull bat? What's that?
A bird?
Uh-huh.
A cat can see in the dark.
What's a bull bat, though? Is that a special kind of bat?
Well, I think a bull bat and a mosquito hawk is about the same thing. You see them late in the afternoon swooping down, getting mosquitoes, eating mosquitoes. We call them bull bats or mosquito hawks.
What does it look like now?
It's a bird.
It's called mosquito hawk?
Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be the proper name, but that's
What do you call that insect that's got the shiny wings and stays around the damp places? Do you know of an insect called mosquito hawk or dragon?
Yes, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Mosquito hawk. Yeah.
That's also an insect?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,